Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I am Sherry, and I am an office manager of the Edmonton location of Canada Research Labs.
Okay, there we go. Now, we're just going to jump into the conversation we were having before we started to film. So, you've been to Disney once or twice.
Once or twice.
What would you say is your favorite park?
Harry Potter.
Oh, so Universal.
Universal Harry Potter.
Okay.
Like, the design of all the stone and is incredible to me.
And the castle.
The castle, the rides with the dragons. Okay. I know it's not really Disney, but yeah.
You can count it.
You can count it. That's
totally count it,
yeah.
Right?
That's wild. Yeah, because when we went, the immersion when you're in these parks is amazing. So we were there, we hit up four Disney parks.
And then Volcano Bay.
Twice.
Yeah. What is Volcano Bay?
It is the coolest water park on the face of this earth.
Oh.
It's in Florida, and it's volcano themed, and the immersion in it is nuts. There's 17 water slides. There's a water slide that goes up and a lazy river that flies. It's great.
The lazy river, like I don't even...
Oh my god, I'm gonna Google it as soon as we're done.
I don't want to go to any other water park. Like, it's amazing. If they don't have a lazy river like the one at Volcano Bay, I don't want to go to your water park anymore. It's a game changer.
Huh. Yeah. And having older kids, for me now, that would be phenomenal.
Oh yeah, because like there's water slides that drop underneath your feet.
Oh no, and thanks. Good, great for the teenagers, but not for me.
Yeah, and then there's the chiller ones. There's like the tube park. Like,
literally, you could just let the kids run wild, throw on a life vest, and float around the lazy river all day and have the best day of your life.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, you got to check it out, Volcano Bay.
I'll check that out.
But yeah, we were there, and the immersion, like you said, like we didn't make it to the Harry Potter one. Next time we'll have to go.
You'll have to.
But
I've been.
Yeah,
and it's nuts.
The Star Wars one that we walked through, I was just like, this is unbelievable.
Well, and you know, they spend all that, like just the amount of detail and the time that must have taken to build that blows your mind.
Yeah, and so you're standing in a line, but it doesn't, you
matter.
Don't feel like you're standing in line. You're
you never
a part
stop.
Of the show. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all, you're winding through with lineups, but there's so much to see.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy one, they had like different sections, like doors would open.
I don't think I've been that.
Oh, it was.
How new is that one?
Epcot 2018.
Yeah.
I'm making that number up.
Yeah.
But
no, that's okay. So yeah, that I wouldn't have seen it.
So like as you're walking through the lineup, you're going through different sections and like doors
open
different videos and characters talk to you. So you're just like, man, this is the best hour and a half I've ever stood in a line in my life. So
yeah, and they have lots of, like, it's like you're living on the planet that movie's based on.
Right.
Going through a museum on that planet of what happened throughout the movie. So it's pretty neat concept. Yeah.
Nice. So why did you start going to Disney? Why was that the spot that you thought you and your family needed to go to? I'm sticking on this one.
Yeah, well, because it's Disney.
Right? I just said it.
But not just Disney and your princesses and all that. It's Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and Bug's Life and everything that my older kids were into.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. So, you know, it was just, it is the family place to go.
There we go.
And seeing their faces.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, you should have seen our faces. We probably have the same look as your children did.
Like, the one ride when I came back and was the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
It never gets old.
It
It's jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
We wrote it twice.
Yeah. I could not believe it.
Yeah.
Like, when you stroll up to that pirate ship in the night, you're just like, wow.
Yes.
Just,
you feel like you're in the middle of the ocean discovering that boat.
Yeah.
As an adult, I couldn't believe it.
No, yeah, exactly.
Just jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
So you're in Edmonton, but yes, you're here in Fort McMurray. So what's going on here?
I'm here in Fort McMurray helping Christine out, owner-operator. Mm-hmm. She is in Greece, and I'm just here filling in, and full disclosure, she is my sister.
Yeah.
So I'm checking in on the kids and making sure everybody's all good and checking in on the office.
That's awesome. And this office is going through somewhat of a transformation right now. So
yep,
let's talk about the expansion and the changing of this organization.
So expansion started about a year and a half ago, where we've gone into injury management. And that is, my nurses will be great talking to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
That is getting those workers back to work with non-OC injuries or work-related injuries. With that expansion in our business plan came the expansion of the office. So we needed rooms for our nurses. And then while you're building new rooms, why not new flooring and new paint and...
Yeah, fun stuff. Guys, it's fun and a lot of work. You're really investing though in like the business and the organization and the community.
And the community.
That's right. Like, I know the office that you guys have down in Edmonton, like, that thing is beautiful.
Right? That's my office.
Yeah, that's where that's like, and like, you guys put a lot of time and effort into it.
Yeah.
And this building is very quickly getting up to that same level of standard.
Well, especially since the building is old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I joked about, we were ripping down a wall and I found an old, what is the nailer? The air nailer.
Okay.
And there was a...
Impact? No.
An impact nailer. And so, like, there was a piece of a casing from it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, look, a bullet from way back when. And, you know, because it is old. But... surface stuff we can fix and change and make it more welcoming and more professional.
Yeah. And the level of service is definitely here. Every time I come here, all of the people we have are so friendly. They make me feel at ease.
Right.
Like, you guys nail it when it comes to the hiring process.
Well, and that's a big part of our services is customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And my background is dental. And as you know, there's a lot of dental offices out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to have customer service or they are going to go down the street.
Yeah.
And I like to carry it over here. There is no no. There is no, we can't get you in. We can't do that. We make things work.
Yeah. That's awesome. And in an environment like this, when people are coming in for like their pre-employment drug test, for example, like, that's a nerve-wracking feeling. It doesn't matter who you are.
You don't even have to be doing anything and you're getting a drug test.
Yeah.
You're like, why am I nervous?
Yeah.
It's like going through the airport.
Yeah.
Every time I go through the airport, I'm like, did I bring my knives? Like, oh, no.
What's in my pocket today?
Yeah. And so it does make a huge difference when you can come into an environment and like the staff is welcoming and they make you feel a little bit at ease in such a stressful situation.
Well, and you've got to look at these fit to works that we are starting to do with a lot of companies, putting these guys through exercises and that, and looking at their health and their blood pressure, their diabetes, all of that stuff, and they panic. They're like, does that mean I don't get the job?
Yeah.
It's like, no. We're just here to make sure you're healthy and looking after yourself.
Right.
And letting them know that puts them at ease.
Yeah.
You know, at first they're kind of nervous and not really understanding of why we're looking at that stuff. But once we explain it to them, they're like, oh, okay. So you're just saying I need to see my doctor, get this under control, and I can go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it makes you safer on the job.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Right.
You're fit for work.
You're fit for work.
And that's all it comes down to at the end of the day. Cool. So, are you doing the same services in Edmonton?
We are. I've got a nurse full-time down there. Our companies, especially because a lot of people are commuters, they live elsewhere. And if they live in Edmonton, they can come to our Edmonton location, get band has changed or, you know, get looked at or look at their range of motion, that kind of thing. If they live elsewhere, we also do a lot of things virtually that helps get these guys back to work.
So or, do I just like pee on the computer screen and you guys know?
Yeah, nice try. No, this is all fit to work. Computer monitor just knows. Smart ass.
I want a guy. Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing what you can get done though with virtual.
That's what COVID really did well for all of us, is showing us that you don't always have to be right there. Mm-hmm. Or yes, we can Teams in or we can do a meeting and we can see things that we would have seen just like being right here.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
And well, then we can do modifications, right? Yeah. Like, okay, so you broke your ankle, but and we can see where you're at with healing and say, okay, now let's talk modifications. Get you still back to work.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means, unfortunately, we are out of time.
Sweet.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
No.
Yeah, well.
Just pass.
I pass.
There we go. I love it. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.